The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And if you want to go, 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 well, we've got the lady here to help you out. Andrea Pratarelli is here in for Rose Gray. Rose is still in Normandy, right?
She's in France this week. Oh. Yeah, she probably should have just stayed over there in between her two trips. She had a week and a half in between. We should have just got her an Airbnb or a condo or something in between.
And why did you not do that?
We should have.
I'm Libby Callison for Dayton Kane, and we're going to talk about that and so much more today, of course. And if you have questions, maybe you're planning that winter getaway, well, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, is open for you with your questions. So, Andrea, where have you been lately?
You know, this year was a little laid back for me. The last trip I was on, I was in Mexico in April for a few days, just for a little sun and sand, needed to refresh and you know, kind of get things back before summer hit. I have two work trips coming up, one in Vegas, one back in Mexico. Boo-hoo, I know.
I've got the violin out, right?
It really is sad when I have to go to conferences in Mexico, because I do get very little beach time. That's kind of my happy place. So to see it out the window from a conference room isn't nearly as fun as actually being out there myself. But I'm staying at a brand new hotel, Breathless Soul, in Cancun. So I'm really excited to see that. And then in November, I'll be in Vegas for a couple days. We have a really big, we belong to a consortium called Signature Travel Network. It's a big, huge event for 4 days where all of our tour partners and our suppliers and our platinum tour providers that we work with are there, and we get to hear their updates and meet with them and talk through things. So it really is a cool experience, and we all come back kind of armed and ready to go with some new information and help our clients out. So it is a good idea to go and experience Vegas a different way sometimes.
But best of all, I know it's nice to be back in person at those conferences.
Yes.
And speaking of that, you've got your first in-person Alaska show coming up.
Yeah, we are so excited. It has been 2.5 years since we've done in-person shows. We used to do them all the time. So we are bringing one back with our favorite destination to talk about, Alaska. We are doing the Alaska Travel Show in Pewaukee at the Ingleside Hotel on September 28th from 6:30 to 8:30. We do already have a lot of registrations signed up for that. So if that is something, if Alaska's on your bucket list, you want to hear all things Alaska, Colleen and Rose will be there. They've been to combined like together over 46 times or something crazy between the two of them. So they really are our experts, and they will talk all things how to see the state, different types of travel that you can do within Alaska. And we would love for you to join us if that is something that you are interested in doing. To find more information and to register online, you can go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the resources tab, you want to click on vacation travel shows and events, and then the Alaska Travel Show in Pewaukee will be the first one. You can register online. You can call any of our offices. We can help get you registered as well.
How many variations of Alaska trips are there? I mean, just because you've been there once doesn't mean you've seen everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. It depends on your time frame, how long you have to dedicate, budget, all sorts of your travel style. There are so many ways to see Alaska. The most common and the most popular is doing a 7-day cruise where you're going through the Inside Passage and seeing the glaciers. That usually is round trip Seattle for about 7 nights. The downside about that is that you're only seeing like 5 to 10% of the state. It's a really, really, really small portion. So oftentimes we will combine a land and a cruise. Those can vary from like 10 to 15 days. And you're really getting up into the interior of the state, seeing Denali National Park, getting up into the Yukon on some of those itineraries. And again, really seeing all what Alaska has to offer, because it's so different depending on which part of the state you're in.
And what months are the best to travel to Alaska?
Sure. Their season is May through September, June, July, August being the peak months of their season. May and September are their shoulder seasons, so pricing will be a little less in May and September, but weather's a little less predictable. Animals maybe aren't out yet, or they've already gone to hibernate in those months. But we want to get everybody to Alaska if possible. So if May and September is what works for you, that's great. But yeah, typically June, July, August is where we see the bulk of the travel actually take
place.
Does
anybody ever call you and say, I want to see Alaska in January?
Every once in a while we'll get one. And then usually our first question is why? Usually there's something that, you know, they have a friend that lives there or, you know, something like that. Flight availability is next to nothing outside of their peak season. All of these college students and vendors, they come in just for those, you know, for those months. So stores are closed, hotels are closed outside of those months. So it would be really tough to do it. Possible, sure. But yeah, usually there's something else behind that. We need to kind of dig a little deeper. Someone's asking us that.
There's nothing like North Pole, Alaska in the middle of December.
Sure.
All right, we've got Andrea here on the Fox World Travel Show. We've got some questions coming in on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. We're going to get to some of your questions right after this. It's all ahead right here on WTMJ. We're expecting some showers later on today, a high of 81. Right now, 71 degrees at 914 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And that's where Rose Gray is right now, Andrea. She's over there enjoying all of that French bistros and all of those wonderful things, the wine region. And
poor girl.
Oh, I know. And of course, on that river cruise to Normandy, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. You know what? We've got a lot of questions coming in on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Johnson Creek. Hi, Chuck. What can we do for you on the Fox World Travel Show?
Hi, we're looking to possibly go to Costa Rica. The wives have some concern because they looked on, I think, one of the government sites, and it said a heightened security. But then I was reading it's considered one of the safest in that region. I mean, the safest in that region. And so we were looking at like the north coast by Lafourche. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Lafourtuna, an Ariana volcano area, and then splitting it up like 3 days there, 3 or 4 days there, then go into the middle Pacific coast for another 3 or 4 days. So my question would be the safetiness and how we go about finding out if it's where the safety area is, and if it's better to do a hotel resort versus an Airbnb.
Yeah, those are great questions. We send a lot of people to Costa Rica. Right now, I just pulled up the State Department website, which is travel.state.gov. It's pinned in all my browsers because it's my favorite website being in the travel industry. Right now, Costa Rica is at a level 2. Which is exercise increased caution. There are a lot of countries out there that have level 3, level 4. So a level 2 is fairly common for a lot of these, you know, Caribbean, South American countries. So that is not a major concern to me. We would always tell everybody to exercise caution no matter where you were traveling or whether you're walking down the streets of Milwaukee. So I would travel to Costa Rica no problem tomorrow if I could. We most often when selling Costa Rica, we are looking at the all-inclusives kind of on the south end on the Guanacaste area. So typically people would fly into Liberia and then stay at an all-inclusive. And then you can do day trips into the Arenal Volcano region, San Jose, do all of the cloud forests, zip lining, all of that. But lots of people like to do a little more local feel. So you absolutely can split up the stay and do half, you know, San Jose, Arenal Volcano, half all inclusive. If there's another area that you want, that is totally fine. It's just that the water and the beaches are kind of the closest and the best in the Guanacaste area. So that is kind of an appeal for people. But again, their military is phenomenal. They put all of their money into military and schooling. So again, with safety, as long as you guys are safe, are smart about it, I don't see there being any issue.
And people speak English.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Their English is absolutely phenomenal there too.
Okay, Chuck.
You generally go on the south end. Is that where you go with your stays?
It's totally a preference thing. I mean, I am a beach and water girl, so that's what I kind of like. I like being at an all-inclusive, so I don't have to worry about cooking, cleaning, you know, doing all of that. And getting to Arenal, getting to, people will do like a day trip into like a neighboring country. Like you can go to Nicaragua on a day trip. So everything is very drivable from that area too. So if you still wanted to see some of those highlights and those points and you wanted to still kind of have the comfort of being at an all-inclusive, super doable.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your call. A question coming in, ladies, how is Greece traveling for a single woman?
I think Greece would be a great place to go for a single woman. Greece is very near the top of my bucket list. Being in the travel industry, our bucket lists are massive, but it's up there for me for sure. Lots of people will choose to do a Greek Isles cruise. That might be a really good option for a single traveler. That way you don't have to pack and unpack. You can stay on the ship and still get off and see all of the islands. You have the comfort then of being able to dine with fellow cruisers, and you'll probably run into lots of single people on the cruise as well. So that's probably where I would start. But even if a cruise was not something that, you know, this texter was interested in doing, very easy to get around, fly from island to island, or find one that you're really into and just pack up and go to that one particular one.
Are there still a lot of cruise lines in that area who have those options for single travelers? Because I know there are some cruise lines that do.
Yeah, some cruise lines will do, like, you know, waiving the single supplement fee. For the most part, hotels and cruise lines do charge a bit more if you are staying in the room as a single. But yeah, we have lots of cruise lines that we work with, lots of tour operators that we work with that we can absolutely look to see if a single supplement waiver is something that they would be offering. My suggestion for Greece travel would be to go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the travel tab at the top, under the vacation travel tab, you can click on find a travel advisor. You can search out if we have any Greece specialists, or you could just submit a general inquiry saying what it is that you're looking for, what your travel style is, if you're looking for an escorted tour, cruise, independent, on your own. And then we have a team that goes through those and then they filter them out and they get them over to the right people. So always look on our website, put in that general inquiry form, so then we can help guide you to the best person.
All right. And that's good suggestions on any place you want to travel. And of course, if you've got questions today, Andrea here is helping you on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ 923.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and Rose both off today. Not that they're together. They're in separate places. I'm Libby Collins along with Andrea Pratarelli. We don't want to start any rumors.
Not today. Not yet.
No. All right. Well, let's take a few more questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line. All right. Good morning. What's the best way to see the Grand Canyon over spring break? That's question number one. Then there's a follow-up. How many days would they need before heading to another city to finish the week? And what's the best city to fly into, and where would a fairly close city be that would be the warmest? They like it hot. And they're looking at the last week of March.
So for the Grand Canyon, you can either fly into Las Vegas or you could fly into Phoenix. That would be probably the easiest, closest, most convenient for you. Availability is already for spring break, especially if you're looking like third week of March to the first week of April, is already really, really limited, and things are getting pretty expensive. So if this is something that you are serious about moving forward with, I would say ASAP at this point. Spring break is getting crazy. Depending on, again, kind of the ages of your kids, kind of what your vibe, your travel style is, Vegas or Phoenix could be two very different experiences for you. Most people will choose to fly into Phoenix or Vegas, stay there for a couple nights, and then you can either do a driving tour to the Grand Canyon. It's about a 2.5 to 3.5 hour drive, depending on which city you're in. So you could just do a day trip there, or you could go and actually stay there. Again, hotels, very limited in that area, probably getting pretty pricey as it is for that time. So if you wanted to stay there for a night, two nights, three nights, whatever it might be, definitely looking at that sooner rather than later. You could very easily rent a car, drive there yourself, do a tour on your own. I don't know that you would need more than one or two nights there at absolute max. Again, lots of people will choose to just headquarter in Phoenix or Vegas and then just do day trips.
I was going to say, how much is there to really see at the Grand Canyon? I mean, once you see the Grand Canyon, is there anything else?
I mean, there's a couple different areas. The South Rim tends to be like the best area. But again, once you're there, you've done it, you've done the tour, it could very easily be done in a day. And then you could kind of go back to wherever it is that you're headquartered and then do more stuff in that area. Phoenix would be my preference. I love the Phoenix area. Lots to do in that area, especially if you're bringing kids with you. But again, availability is and pricing is what we're up against right now, especially for spring break. So if this is something that you're looking to do, definitely give our offices a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. Or again, kind of referencing the website, foxworldtravel.com. You can go online, fill out one of our general inquiry forms, and then we can get that into the hands of one of our travel specialists.
Well, Andrea, somebody wants you to put on your weather forecaster hat.
Oh, okay.
Joe in Sussex is planning a trip to Wataka in December from the 3rd to the 10th. He says the current 10-day forecast is now for storms. But is December the rainy season?
So for that area of Mexico, actually in Mexico and Caribbean in general, it's I try not to look at the weather before I go because it's warm there. It's the Caribbean on the other side. He's going to Huatuco, so that's the Pacific side. But so often it shows rain every single day just because that's common to have an afternoon shower. For December and January on the Pacific side of Mexico where Huatuco is, that's their cooler month. So it could get a little cooler in the day, in the evening. You could see some rain. But again, I don't know. December is so far out now that things could change so far between now and then. I mean, you could look at the forecast 2 days before you went and then it could be clear skies the whole time that you're there. So I would say, wait till you get a little bit closer before you panic a little bit. I can see that Joey's staying at Dreams Huatuco, which is a fabulous hotel. I had a coworker in the Sheboygan office that came back from Dreams Huatuco a couple months ago and just had absolutely great things to say about it. So I'm excited for you. And definitely give us a call when you get back so we can hear how everything went.
All right. Well, we've got more questions with Andrea on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620 right after the news. But first, it's 9:30. And from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, here's Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Well, Rose is still on that wonderful trip to Normandy. We've got Andrea I can't say it. Come on, Andrea.
There's a lot of vowels in there.
Pretorelli. All right. I should know that. It's Italian, right? I'm Libby Callinson for Dayton Kane, and we've got a lot of calls coming in, questions on the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Before we get to them, though, as far as those river cruises, like Rose is on right now, what else is available and what are people asking you about right now?
Yeah, river cruising is really, really, really hot right now. I mean, it always has been the last several years. We have been seeing huge increases of questions about river cruising, but it really is my favorite way to see so many cool parts of the world, especially Europe. Instead of having to, you know, find transportation into different countries and getting packing your bags and going from one place to the next, being on a river cruise, being able to unpack one time, and then really getting to experience inside of these very cool ports, it's very, very different from ocean cruising, big ship cruising, where you have thousands of people on these ships that are trying to get off and trying to get back on. these river cruises, on average, are like 120 to 180 people. So, I mean, it's a small, intimate experience. These ships with some of these river cruise companies are absolutely gorgeous, super modern. The food is amazing. They customize it to the area that you're in, local cuisine. When I was on the Danube several years ago, we were in Vienna, and my friend and I that we were traveling together, we saw the executive chef from the ship in the local market picking out produce for that night's dinner. I mean, it's very cool. When you're ocean cruising, you know, you get off in Cozumel or Jamaica and you just get bombarded with people trying to sell you things and you want to get as far away from the port as possible. When you river cruise, like in Paris, for example, you're a block and a half away from the Eiffel Tower. Like, you are in the heart of these cities. You can walk off the ship, do explore on your own, have lunch, you know, at a local restaurant. Your cruise director can guide you there. So it really is a very, very, very cool, unique way to see some of these very cool places. And we did have a 2 weeks ago, we had a virtual river cruise show to talk about the three trips that we have going out in 2023 with Avalon. So if that was something that you missed, you can actually go onto our website and view the recording. So foxworldtravel.com, under the resources tab, vacation travel shows and events, will take you to past recordings of all of our shows. I know we talked about that earlier, where you can go online and register for the Alaska show, but recordings of past shows are there as well. So the second tab over, it's the virtual event 2023 Europe River Cruises. You can view recording and talk all things Avalon waterways. And Rose was on that show. Again, they kind of talked about river cruising in general, European river cruising. And then we did highlight the three that we have going out in 2023. We do still have space on those three. So if in river cruising in 2023 or even 2024 is something that you are potentially looking at, definitely go online, view the recording, call one of our advisors. Everybody is very well versed on all of the companies that are out there, the ways to do it, and the different destinations.
Andrea, we've got a question coming in. Somebody wants to know, well, they said that it seems like all the ultra low cost airlines are reducing their definition of standard check bags from 50 pounds to 40 pounds. And of course, they're charging a surcharge because of that. Is this a trend, or is this something that maybe is just in this very low cost?
Right now, it's the ultra low cost airlines that are doing it. So that would be the Spirits, the Frontiers. They have reduced from, as this texter said, from 50 pounds to 40 pounds. That is the norm for them. Part of the reason why they do that is because they want to make the plane as light as possible so they don't use as much fuel, which is how they can continue to keep offering really, really, really low costs. So that's why they are doing it. I have not heard anything industry-wide about the major airlines, the Deltas, the Americans, the Uniteds, dropping theirs down to 40 pounds. That's not something that I've heard of. I told Libby off air that I probably will say that, and tomorrow they'll come out with some new rule. That's usually how it works. But as of right now, I'm not aware of any. I don't anticipate that is something that they would do. And that's another part of the reason why those ultra low cost carriers can offer such low cost flights, because they charge extra for your seat assignments, for your checked bags. They keep the weight light on their, like Frontier, their seats are paper thin practically because they want those planes to be as light as possible. So you don't, again, have extra fuel costs that get added in there as well. So I say no signs for the other carriers to do that right now. We'll keep an eye out, though, and we'll certainly keep you updated if we hear anything different.
And if you have a question for Andrea, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open right now, 855-616-1620. Coming up, we've got a question about Punta Cana, and is it safer than the rest of Mexico? Well, we'll find out. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
And we're back with Andrea Pratarelli here on the Fox World Travel Show. Andrea, got a question on the Acunet talk and text line about Punta Cana. Is it safer than Mexico?
That is kind of a personal opinion, I guess. I feel like the Cancun Riviera Maya area of Mexico, I feel safer there than I do in Punta Cana. That doesn't mean I don't feel safe in Punta Cana. I absolutely do. I take my kids to the Riviera Maya multiple times a year. I usually go on average between 4 and 5 times a year. I do a lot of long weekends. About 2 or 3 of those times, maybe my kids come. And I will typically stay on all-inclusive resorts. They have checkpoints to get in. They're usually gated. Tourism for both Punta Cana and Cancun Riviera Maya, tourism is their bread and butter. We are their lifeline. That is what they have. If they mess with the tourists, they mess with their income. It can be really, really bad for them. When there was, you know, all of the press about the tainted alcohol in Mexico, I mean, that was a huge, huge, huge issue for Mexico. They lost so much business because of that. Punta Cana or the Dominican Republic is a third world country. And so you will see, even like Jamaica too, as you're driving, it's a very different experience driving to your hotel versus being in your hotel. And so I will do lots of excursions while I'm in both of those. I always book those with preferred tour partners that are in or tour operators that are in the lobby of the hotel. I know they're licensed. I know they're insured. I know they're safe. They'll stay with me the whole time. So as long as you're being smart about it, I don't foresee there being any issues. Like we talked about earlier with Costa Rica, we would always tell you to exercise caution no matter where you were going, no matter the destination, whether it was Milwaukee, Phoenix, Cancun, wherever it was, be safe about it. Book with, again, preferred reputable tour companies so you know that you have their backing should something happen. But again, I don't even bat an eye at the thought of going to Riviera Maya. That is my favorite place to go. Punta Cana, close second for me just because I like good beaches. I like good pools. But again, kind of a personal preference on what you're looking for.
Of those places and the surrounding areas, where do you get the best bang for your buck?
Right now, Punta Cana and the Caribbean part of the side of Mexico are pretty close in price. Every once in a while, we'll see one destination a little cheaper than the other, but they really are the best, especially in Riviera Maya, Cancun. There are so many hotels in that area that they have to be really, really competitive with their pricing. Jamaica has gotten really expensive. A lot of the other Caribbean islands, Aruba, Barbados, Turks, or the Cayman Islands, they're very, very, very expensive right now. Everything with inflation is getting pricey. So kind of circling back to what we were talking about earlier, bookings earlier is the key right now. Lots of people will, you know, in past years would wait till the very end to see if they got some great deal. There is not going to be availability if you wait till the very end anymore. The pricing is just going up and up and up every single day. So if you are looking, especially for that January, February, March, spring break, President's Day weekend, if your kids are off of school during that time, now is the time to lock that in. We are seeing, again, less flight options, hotels offering more expensive packages. So getting in earlier is always best in this case.
How far out can you book your flights right now?
Typically, most airlines will release their flights 330 days prior to your return date. So about 10 to 11 months before travel is when you can book most airlines. We know airlines like Southwest, they only release theirs typically 6 months in advance. And if you're looking for those nonstop exclusive vacation flights, formerly known as charters, out of Milwaukee and Chicago, those typically get released like for a whole year, sometime in the middle of the year. So like June, we saw the charters get released for 2023. So January, February, March came out in June. So it kind of depends on the airline. But if you're looking at the major carriers, again, the Deltas, the Americans, the Uniteds, 330 days before your return date is when you can start looking to book those.
All right. Andrea Pratarelli is here. If you've got questions, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is open for you at 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We're expecting those clouds to move in as the day goes on because we've got some radar showing that there's some rain coming in probably overnight, and then the deluge will start up to about 3 inches of rain by Monday. High today, 81 degrees. Right now, 75 degrees at 949 on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane is off today. I'm Libby Collins. Rose Gray, she's still in Normandy. Both of them will be back next week. We've got Andrea Pratarelli here, and we have Bennett in Maguanago with a question. Hi, Bennett. You're on the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you need a pre-test flying into Vancouver, Canada? We're entering the country October 3rd for a cruise.
You do not when flying in. You do need to be fully vaccinated, and you do have to download an app that they use called Arrive Can, A-R-R-I-V-E-C-A-N, Arrive Can. That is where you have to upload proof of vaccination, and they will check that when you get there. If you don't have that app, you are subject to mandatory quarantine and additional testing. It does look like they do random testing at the airport. So you would be notified, I guess, if you were pre-selected for that random testing when you got there via the Arrive Can app. I would direct you to their government website. It is super, super helpful. And you can kind of click through and see how to download that Arrive Can app and kind of do all of the things that are necessary. That website is travel.gc, like government Canada, gc.ca. travel.gc.ca, and that will go through again step by step exactly what you need to have. But as of right now, is you need to be fully vaccinated to fly in. You need to have that Arrive Can app. No mandatory testing before you actually get there.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, all absolutely. Right. Have a great cruise.
Take care. Have fun. All right. It is, let's see, we've got 9:53, so we've got a few minutes left if you want to get through. Question coming in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Sarah in Glendale wants to know, Andrea. She says, with all this news about the Queen's passing, King Charles, that means there's going to be a coronation in London for the first time in 70 years. Are there going to be charters and trips and all that fun stuff coming up on that?
I would say most of our tour operators would not have something like that that they're offering prepackaged. But we can absolutely help put something together for you if that is, you know, something that you want to go over there and see and be a part of. It sounds absolutely fantastic. We have a couple friends that are coming from the UK to visit on Friday, so I'm sure they'll have all sorts of fun stories for us and give us some updates on how things are panning out over there right now. But yeah, nothing that I'm aware of that's prepackaged. It will probably be too short of a time frame for them to put something like that together. But again, we can absolutely help find hotels, travel accommodations, flights, get you over if that's something that you're looking to do. Again, the best way to contact us Monday through Friday, we are open from 9 to 5. You can give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Otherwise, you can go onto the website, foxworldtravel.com, click on the travel tab and then the vacation travel tab, and you can submit a general inquiry. It'll just ask a few questions, what it is you're looking for. And then we have a team that kind of goes through, figures out who the best specialist would be for you, and then kind of gets you into their hands. I would say, I know in the past, Rose has kind of plugged a little bit about just stopping into any one of our 7 locations during our normal business hours. I am strongly encouraging appointments to be made if you prefer to stop in to one of our locations to speak with one of our travel advisors. Everybody, travel is rebounding right now. Everybody is looking to go. Our advisors are very, very busy. And I just want to make sure that if you want to go in and speak with somebody, sit down, that we have someone available for you and that it is someone that can kind of fit your needs in the destination that you're going to. So again, you can give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can send one of those general inquiries in. We can set up an appointment with you. We do virtual appointments as well. So if you prefer just to have your camera on and speak with one of our advisors, we'd be happy to help with one of those as well.
All right, we're here with Andrea, and let's see. I don't know if we can get that call on. We'll try if we can. One other question here. We've got Tony in Elm Grove. He wants to know if should you book 6 months ahead, or can you still get good flights like a week or two ahead of time in terms of pricing?
Yeah, back to what we've been talking about, availability and pricing. Availability is getting less, pricing is getting higher the closer we get to departure these days. I know several years ago, if you had the flexibility, you could just wait till last minute, see what was out there, find a last minute trip. Can you still do that? Maybe, but you have to be really, really flexible on where you're going. So many of the carriers are still very, very, very understaffed. I know that like Delta's bringing in like 100 pilots a month to train them, to try and get them back. They have a lot of planes that are still grounded because they're, like so many other businesses throughout the country, are short staffed. So the availability and their schedules just aren't what they used to be. So booking early is key. Getting, especially if you have specific travel dates or a specific destination that you're looking for, getting in early is key. locking in the best price. So many of our vendors offer travel insurance, which we would highly recommend anyways, but that have price protection built in. So should the price come down, you know you're covered that way as well.
All right. If you want more information about the in-person Alaska show, let's give the website one more time.
Absolutely. FoxWorldTravel.com is our website. Under the resources tab, you have the vacation travel shows and events page that will take you to past recordings of any shows that we've done in the last several months, but also will allow you to register for the Alaska Travel Show. It is in Pewaukee at the Ingleside Hotel, September 28th. So that's next week, Wednesday, from 6:30 to 8:30. Rose and Colleen will be there to present and talk all things Alaska, how to see it, how to do it, highlights, and then we'll feature some of the group trips that we have going to Alaska for 2023.
All right. Money Talk is next after the news on WTMJ.